Climate change is creating both challenges and opportunities for business, and agriculture is one of the sectors that feels the effects most immediately. Tomorrow we're going to hear about some opportunities for farmers, but today, some challenges. NPR's John Itzdeep has this story about how new weather patterns are making it harder to raise corn in the middle of the Corn Belt in Iowa.
Farmers have always had to manage their business with one eye on the weather, for good reason. It can make or break their bottom line. Just ask Seth Watkins, who raises corn and cattle in southern Iowa, about the weather 2 years ago in 2012.
Well, we started out with an extreme drought, and then that was topped off by the worst hailstorm we've had ever. I'd say we lost 40% of our crop.
Two studies released this summer have warned that in coming decades, climate change will threaten corn production where it's grown on the western plains of Kansas and Nebraska, but also dramatically cut yields in Corn Belt states like Iowa. It's a big deal because corn is the nation's largest crop. Over $1 trillion of business revenue is produced on the back of corn production each year. Think meat, ethanol, and sweeteners for soft drinks.
Are these just to mark this ephemeral gully, or what was the purpose of these stakes?
I think it's probably marking the gully. Yeah.
Today, Seth Watkins is walking through a test field east of Des Moines with Iowa State University agronomist Matt Liebman. They're looking for a way to adapt to the challenge Iowa farmers have faced in recent years from soil erosion caused by torrential rain events that are becoming more common. Liebman has helped develop a new technique for curbing erosion by planting strips of native prairie plants at strategic locations within cornfields.
We have a mixture of prairie species. This is a goldenrod. We have cup plant over there, which is sort of a signature prairie plant. It's a silphium species. There's Indian grass and big bluestem in here.
The deep-rooted, resilient prairie plants can help hold the soil in place as climate change produces more violent storms with heavy rains.
We slow down the water and allow more of it to seep into the ground rather than run off. We want to retain the nutrients that might be washed out into the stream and keep them on the crop fields.
Erosion is just one challenge for corn producers. Higher temperatures and dwindling aquifers used for irrigation are threatening corn growers on the western plains. And Liebman says farmers in Iowa have faced multiple threats in the past years.
We can wind up with conditions like we had last year, where we started out incredibly wet and there were several hundred thousand acres of north central Iowa and southern Minnesota that never got planted, followed by 7 or 8 weeks of almost total drought.
Seth Watkins says there's no question, just getting a crop planted is challenging.
They always used to say you had 12 days to get a crop in the spring, and I haven't seen that for several years, unfortunately.
Nice day out.
Beautiful day.
About 10 miles from Liebman's test fields along a busy highway, Gene Snetzelaar runs a small implement dealership. No tractors, just things like planters and wagons. He says farmers are buying new equipment to cope with the weather changes, including more planters so they can get their crops in faster in a wet spring, and new grain wagons with tracks like a military tank instead of wheels.
I had a customer, 2 years ago, bought his first track wagon, and he commented that next spring had seen him. He says, as wet as it was last fall, if we wouldn't have that track wagon, I don't know how we'd ever got our crop all out, because a cart with tires on it, they would have probably been stuck with it all the time.
Growing conditions across the Corn Belt have been favorable this year, and a bumper corn crop is expected. But scientists warn action needs to be taken to cut the carbon emissions that contribute to climate change. If that doesn't happen, the changes in weather patterns are likely to overwhelm the farmers' attempts to adapt. John Itzdeep, NPR News.